the night from a dark room, 9 times out of 10, she doesn't go straight to the phone and call 911. 9 times out of 10, she reaches into the room, switches on the light, and gets the last surprise of her life. Or, and this one always gets me, she stands at the threshold and calls out, "Anyone there?" Or, let's say you got a couple of inebriated young assholes from Tau Kappa Epsilon out on a dark road, hoping to get some something-something from a couple of drunken little sisters. Let's say they're pulled into a boneyard, because college boys, they have this notion cemeteries make girls all snuggly and easy. So, here they are, copping a feel, sporting hard-ons, and thinking they're about to get lucky when the air starts stinking of rotten meat. And I don't mean just a whiff. I mean stinking of the flesh of the dead. So what do? They roll up the windows and get back to business. You don't believe me? I don't care. Point is, the way you think folks behave and the way they really do, those two things frequently have very little in common with one another. The prey has a tendency to imagine itself smart enough to outwit the predators. No, strike that. The prey rarely even bothers to believe there are predators. Also, I'm not talking about rapists, murderers, and thieves. I'm talking about predators. I'm talking about the creatures lurking around out there with appetites most human beings can't begin to imagine. The ghoulies intent on making a meal of you and yours, or hell, just intent on torturing someone until they grow bored enough to contrive some especially messy way to finish the job. Ever seen a cat play with a mouse? That's what I mean, only not with cats and not with mice. What I mean makes cats look pretty damn merciful. Anyway, let's set aside for now how and why it was I started killing monsters, and continue to do so. There will be plenty of time for that later. Let's get back to that warm night 2 Augusts ago, stalking that werewolf in the woods off the Hartford Pike, just a few miles outside Providence. Just back from the Scituate Reservoir, there's a turnoff for a dirt road, and that's where I cut the engine and left the car. A few days earlier, there'd been a murder about 200 yards back from the highway. Was in all the local papers and on Channel 6, everywhere. The corpse was discovered 9 feet up a white pine, gutted, decapitated, and tucked neatly into the limbs. The cops were beyond clueless. I have someone on the inside, but that's another story, which gets back to me being a junkie. Though there was talk of animal tracks at the scene of the murder, and talk of bears because, you know, Rhode Island is crawling with 9-foot-tall man-eating bears. Everyone knows that, right? But I digress. It had been a good summer. I had a couple of pretty spectacular takedowns under my belt from June and July alone, which means I was getting cocky and sloppy, and besides, I was either high or strung out about half the time. These are the unfortunate combinations that make for a wicked, outrageous calamity. The stuff that can turn the hunter into the hunted in the blink of an eye. Blink. You're 120 pounds of fucking hamburger. So, there I was, the moon so bright you could have read a newspaper by it. The farther I walked, the harder it was to hear the cars out on Hartford Pike. Now, I'd planned to shoot up when I was done for the night. That's usually how it went back then. I like to think of it as my just reward for fighting the good fight, etc., etc. But my rig and a dime bag of China White was right there in my army surplus shoulder bag, buried under the various grisly tools of my trade. And I stood there a moment, not far from where they'd found the dead woman. There were strips of yellow crime scene tape lying on the road, and I figured the wind had ripped them loose from somewhere else. There was a sort of hot breeze, and the yellow tape fluttered. I listened to the woods for, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. And made one of those stupid, scary movie decisions no one likes to think real people make. I didn't smell a dog, though the kill had all that trademark werewolf style. And believe me, the bastards stink. I told myself the perpetrator was probably miles away, and that night I wouldn't be settling any scores, full moon or no full moon. Possibly I was upwind. Whatever. I left the dirt road, went maybe 20 feet into the underbrush, crouched down behind a big oak, and fixed. Simple as that. I was just feeling the rush and untying the rubber hose from around my left bicep when I heard it coming for me through the trees. Coming at me fast and hard, and I knew exactly what I was hearing. Nothing else in the woods of New England makes that sort of noise.